Seoul hedges its bets as Pacific Alliance architecture cracks. South Korea's President Lee made a pointed public call this week for stronger South Korean self-defense capabilities, a deliberate pivot timed directly to the Trump administration's decision to scale back joint military exercises with Seoul. Those exercises are not merely symbolic. They are how U.S. and South Korean forces practice combined operations, maintain interoperability, and signal to Pyongyang that any attack on the South triggers an immediate American response. The move is rational within the logic of hedging against uncertain alliance commitments. South Korea already operates one of the world's most sophisticated conventional military forces and has developed world-class defense exports. The K-2 tank and K-9 howitzer have attracted purchase contracts across Europe since Russia's invasion of Ukraine reshaped global demand. If Seoul pursues a more independent strategic posture, it has the industrial base to back it. The most sensitive dimension of the debate concerns nuclear deterrence. South Korea's national security law prohibits pursuing nuclear weapons, and NPT obligations are binding. Lee publicly opposes an indigenous nuclear capability, but has endorsed the redeployment of U.S. tactical nuclear weapons to South Korean soil, a proposal Washington has consistently rejected. South Korean polling data from earlier in the year showed a majority of respondents supporting development of an independent nuclear capability, a figure that would have been politically unthinkable a decade ago. Japan, Australia, and the entire Quad framework are watching the dynamic carefully. Every time a U.S. ally publicly calls for stronger independent self-defense rather than resolving the matter through private diplomatic channels, it functions as a data point about confidence in American reliability. Sitting across the strait from all of this, Chinese strategists are drawing their own conclusions about what eroding American alliance credibility means for Taiwan.